In a world full of distractions, there is one big question on every dog owner's lips.
How do I become more than just the person holding the other end of the leash?
We all get dogs with a dream in mind, a vision of the future. And if right now your everyday reality isn't quite that picture you had in mind, you are in the right place.
It really doesn't have to be this way.
You absolutely can and will be more to your dog than just the person who gets in between them and the world.
The key is you need to be more sexy.
More sexy than the neighbourhood cats.
More sexy than the jogger in the park.
More sexy than that half-eaten hamburger they just found on the floor.
And yes, even more sexy than the dog across the road.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Lauren.
Together we're Absolute Dogs.
And you're listening to the Sexier Than a Squirrel podcast. And welcome to the Sexier Than a Squirrel podcast, the podcast that gives you real life awesome results. Now, today I am joined by the wonderful Justin. You guys are getting pretty happy about this. And I know that we've had so many wonderful, wonderful comments, which only spurs us on to do it more, saying how much you've loved the energy and loved the vibrant sort of, I suppose it's a vibe. It's a cool vibe. And today we're talking, I think, the best topic that we have discussed yet. And that is staying youthful. So welcome, Justin. How are you doing?
You know, fantastic, Lauren. Thank you to your audience, everything else. I love being here. I'm really excited. And today's topic, I think we're going to freaking nail it.
We are freaking nailing it. Awesome. So when we talk staying youthful, I mean, wow, this is something that, let's be honest, I think if we could bottle it and sell it, this is something everybody wants. Like, whether it's a lotion, a potion, whether this is something you eat, whether this is something you put on your skin, everyone wants to stay youthful. Staying youthful, the key to, I suppose, life, right? Like, that's what we all want to do. And I'll be honest, I mean, when we first met, really, the first time I realized that, oh my goodness, we get older. Like, we get older. And this was like a massive revelation to me. Like, I was worried about this. And one of the big things with staying youthful is, let's bring this back to dog training very quickly. I love my dogs. I'm so passionate about what I do. I love that we get to do exactly this, the podcast, training academy, pro dog trainer. I get to compete. I get to be, I mean, I'm going to say fairly fit and active and running around like a crazy loon with my dogs and chasing them around. I want to stay youthful. How about you, Justin?
100%. Are you kidding me? Since I was a kid, because I remember seeing my grandparents like in their 50s. And they already looked old to me, like when I was a kid. And I'm like, 50, like, that's really not that old if you think about it. As a kid, it sounds old. But like, as I get older and closer to 50, I'm like, that's really not that old. And my main thing, I mean, since I was a kid, was trying to figure out not only how do I stay more youthful, but how do I create that energy as well, right? Because youthful to me is not just appearance. It's not just how you feel. It's also that energy that comes from within that you exude and kind of, you know, spread to the world.
It's a mindset, isn't it? It's a vibe. We all know someone who is a certain age and are still like really, really like, they just got the vibe, right? They've got the energy. They've got the look, the feel. Like, it's cool. It's very, very cool.
It's really cool. And I think that, I mean, so we can help your audience and everyone out there right away. Let's dive into this for a second here. So I think that we'll start with like the three main areas. So there's like how you feel, how you look, and like just overall, like what goes on internally, right? So how do you do it from the inside out? How do you do it from the outside in? And how do you go from there? It's kind of where we'll start, right? So when I was in, I don't know, high school or something like that, I had a dermatologist that told me something that I have stuck with since I was like, I don't know, probably 13. She gave me this really weird face wash and it kind of hurt at first. It was like this super abrasive, like she's like, if you want to stay young forever, like everyone's using all these chemical peels, everything else. She's like, what you want to do is exfoliate. That's the number one thing you want to do. And it was ingrained in me. She's like, look, you want to be youthful. You're already like, you already look young. Even when I was back then, she's like, you want to stay young? You got to exfoliate. So like my main things since I was a kid that I still do is I am a big believer in exfoliating your skin, like always keeping it fresh and like making sure that bottom layer is always replenishing itself.
Get you. And explain to the listeners out there, although normally we're talking dog training, today we're talking looking and feeling youthful and vibing youthful from the inside out for our dogs, for ourselves, for feeling better, doing better, being better. What do you actually exfoliate with? I'm just interested here.
So I use a brand called Lancer. It's called Lancer Polish. But, and I mean, a lot of people, a lot of my friends still tease me here. They're like, dude, you care that much? I'm like, yeah, I don't want to get old. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I look at my friends and I'm like, you know, I don't want to judge here, but I look a little bit younger than most of them. And I'm like, I want to keep that up. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And especially because in today's world, you know, when you're doing a lot of videos and training, stuff like that, I want to keep that appearance up. I think it's important.
I agree. I really, really hugely agree. So there we go. Number one is exfoliate. Okay. One of my next tips, and for me, this has made, and it's been probably in the last year has made a massive difference to me. And I've certainly done a lot more of it. And that is stay really hydrated, and stay hydrated, not just some of the time, but all of the time. So if I'm out and about, I've got this sort of flask with me so I can carry it around, stays nice and cool. So it's one of these kind of like always cool hydro flasks. And then if I'm in, I've always got my bottle of, everyone thinks I'm on the gin, but I'm not on the gin. So I've got my water and I'm using that in between. So for me, I think that's been a real change for me. And I'm not a massive water drinker. I've had to educate myself to do it. I try really hard with Eliza to make water a thing in her days, each and every day. So I want to make that a thing for Eliza. And so she has great water bottles. And when she says things like, "Mummy, can I have a new water bottle?" I'm like, absolutely. What pattern are we getting? Like, I'm really into that with her. And I think staying hydrated, definitely not only in the present moment do you feel young, but as we all know, most people out there are dehydrated. And so for me, I get on a like a machine each sort of every couple of weeks, and it kind of measures your body and tells you where you are. And now my hydration has gone way up. So in a year, measuring it, what you measure becomes noticed. And when you start noticing, you become more awake. And when you're awake, you suddenly can do something about it because you can influence it, you can impact it, you can change it, and you start to go, actually, this makes a difference. And this is really cool, especially when you start to see progress. So for me, drink up. It's good for you. I do add a little bit to it sometimes. So I do add, not healthy, a tiny bit of elderflower cordial. And the reason I'll do that is because I will drink more. And ultimately, I'm not trying to add loads in, and it's not something like I want to drink a bottle of elderflower cordial, but I do add a tiny bit in. And when I'm out and about now, if I am drinking anything other than water, it might be sparkling water with a lemon juice or something like that, I try really hard to where I can hydrate, because most of the time we drink something sugary or we drink something that's full of a lot of rubbish, but that is because we're dehydrated. So we crave it, but actually drink the water and then often you don't need the rest.
100%. You're dead right. And I think that the only piece I'd add to what you were saying there is I wouldn't beat yourself up for doing a little bit of elderberry stuff. Like, that's great. Like, I mean, if it takes a little bit to get you there, absolutely you should do it, because hydration will weigh more than any of the other things you're doing out there. Adding a little bit of honey, whatever you want to it, lemon, you know, whatever you want to your hydration is huge. For me, I do a lot of tea, use a lot of decaf, but that's my big thing. And I think hydration is hugely important. And when you talk about measuring it, one thing that people do, I found, is they try to like drink, you know, 7 liters in a day. You're like, well, hang on a second. Like, start off small, like in increments, just slowly build yourself up. Otherwise, you're going to be in the bathroom the whole time, right?
I would probably say like 3 of these, and these are a liter. That's about what I would drink in a day. But one thing I do, and I think this really, really has helped, and I think it helps my dog training. I think it helps my focus. I think it helps my overall well-being and health and how I feel in my day. I do try to start first thing in the morning to have a decent sort of, I try to drink my first bottle before like 8:30, 7 o'clock, like as early as I can. It depends on the day. But I normally get up about 5:30, 5:45. And so I've normally drank that first bottle within the first hour of the day. And I try really hard. I use it as almost a mindfulness moment. I'm going to stay here until I've drank this bottle of water. It might be sat on the bench in the yard, like in the mornings at the moment. It's beautiful at Bowerland. And the site is amazing. So I will definitely here at the moment, I will just sit here and drink outside. But if it's a horrible day, it might even be in the shower or the bath. Like, I'm going to drink a whole bottle of water before I start the day. So it almost starts me off. And then after that, I'll sip and go throughout the day. But I do think hydration is massive. I do think staying youthful, it's all about, if we're giving tips, I think it's there's so much we can do.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think to add on, since we're going internal for a second here, another thing that I do that I think is really important in addition to hydration, which is, I mean, that is the foundation of everything, is also to eat right, right? So one of the things that I've always been a big believer in is that limiting my sugar intake. So I was that weird kid when I would come home from school and all my friends would be eating Doritos and all these other things. I'd have a bowl of carrots. And I don't know why. I don't know where it came from. My parents aren't like this. They tease me about it relentlessly.
I'm so jealous. Insanely.
And it's just important, I think, feeding your body. Because my thing was, when I was younger, I saw so many of my friends get injured. I saw so many of them get acne. I saw all these different things they were going through. And I was like, I don't want to do any of that. So why don't I do something they're not and see if it works? And so that for me has always been big. So I eat a lot of vegetables. I do eat a lot of starches though, because my body craves that. So I'll eat like a lot of potatoes, a lot of root vegetables as a whole, because I think those are really important. And for you, like, just experiment as you go through this here. It's not like one thing. If you love salad, eat a million salads, you know, like find what works for you. There's no perfect pattern for every single person I've found. Find what works for you.
Yeah. And it's an interesting, wasn't it? Like, I absolutely love having a salad, but my Lord, not when it's windy and cold and wet and winter here. So yeah, it is. It's find what works for you, because there are times that it's not so easy, right? So you have to find what works for you, and find the cans, not the can'ts. Find the do's, not the don'ts. Find the yes, not the no. Like, what is the can? Because you could be like, yeah, I couldn't do that, or I couldn't do that, or I couldn't do that. But how about what you can do?
100%. And also, you know, kind of what you're saying earlier too, is make it enjoyable. Right. One of the things I found is that people try so hard and they fail at things because they make it either too difficult or unenjoyable. Most people think of like the word diet, right? I change all that and call it lifestyle, because diet has, you know, we joke about it, but it has the word die in it. So why would you want to do that to yourself?
And I so agree that people make it really unachievable for themselves. Like, they make it so difficult for themselves. And I'm like, doesn't need to be that way. Like, actually, and I'm the same. I can make it so it's like so perfect, it's unachievable. That's such a brilliant tip, Justin. Like, so true.
And well, thank you. And I will tell you that, you know, one of the funniest things, especially with dog owners, I've noticed is they will pamper their dog and feed their dogs better than they feed themselves. And so to all of you out there, keep that in mind, that your dog is your companion, but you only get one of you. Right. So if you're going to do that for them, do it for yourself as well.
And that is so, so true, that like, if you look in my dog fridge, the food in my dog fridge is for sure. I wouldn't say like we have great food, but I would definitely. Here's a great story. So I was staying away with our dogs. We were competing. So we're competing at a big event, and it was a really cool event. Actually, it was Team GB tryouts. And I'd had a Domino's pizza. Now, Justin, when you have a Domino's pizza, we've talked about this, or a pizza, one slice. Matt and I order like a whole pizza. Like, we order a whole pizza. So this whole pizza's there. And Matt and I have literally indulged and gorged. And you would be angry or sick. I don't know which, both. And we leave it on the side. And so one of our dogs goes out and starts to look at the side and go up as if to take it. And I'm like, no. Don't eat that rubbish. That's really bad for you. And then I'm like, oh God. After I've just eaten it. And I was like, really horrified. I was like, don't eat that crap. Like, really, it's not good for you. And I'm like, oh no, I just ate that. That was not good. That was not good. And so, yeah, I completely agree. And I think we're a lot more conscious often about our dogs and what they're eating. And the care that we put in there is very, very interesting, or certainly a lot of our clientele and a lot of the people that might listen to this, you're very awake to what you're feeding. And yet sometimes I'm looking in my own fridge and I'm like, okay, I've got a lot of cheese. I've got a lot of butter. So I've got a lot of fat. I haven't got many other things. Like, come on. Like, yeah, we need to be awake to it. Okay. What are we going to next, Justin? So what are our next thoughts?
So I was going to say, since we're still internal, I would say also like thinking about not only hydration, but also about balance and stuff, right? So one of the things is like eating, like having a day to splurge is really important, especially when you're starting. So thinking about like, look, I'm going to reserve Sunday to have that pizza. I'm going to reserve Sunday to have that ice cream. I'm going to do whatever, but leave it as kind of an outside goal, because that helps with your youthfulness as a whole. And that also changes your mindset, because the part that I really want to talk about here that I think is fundamental that often is overlooked in this whole thing is your mindset, right? It's how do you view this stuff? If you're constantly cynical, if you're angry, if you're bitter, it's going to age you. Like, I know that people are like, that's not true. There are literally a million studies out there that show this, right? That your attitude has a huge impact on you. And so part of being youthful is how you see the world. If you're inquisitive, if you're open-minded, if you're constantly questioning, if you're adaptable, if you are thinking about ways to change and be better, it will help with being youthful.
So if you're flexible, if you're growth mindset, if you are able to move with the ebbs and flows of where you are, if you're able to smile through it, if you're able to literally bounce through your day, if you're an optimist, if you're looking for the good, if you're surrounding yourself with the right energies, if you're listening to podcasts like this, obviously, if you're hanging out with other cool dog trainers, if you've got a really cool sort of sidekick that you get to bounce off, these things all add in and pay into that good youthful relationship account, right?
100%. And that goes back, I mean, so let's take this even a step further here. It's about creating a sense of community too, right? Surround yourself with people that are like-minded where you want to go. If you're around people that are cynical, like we talked about, all those things that you necessarily don't want to be, it's going to drag on you and also suck your youth out of you, because you're going to be confronting these weird emotions inside and fighting all the time. You want to find a community that builds you up, that supports you in so many ways. That's also another way to stay youthful, because it gives you creativity. It gives you the support you need. It gives you the, in some ways, you know, love that you may need. And it also gives you other people you can bounce ideas off of, right? It's very refreshing, especially like when we're talking here. I can feel like this is going to go on for 6 hours almost. But like, you know, bouncing ideas off and firing these things off and getting you thinking and adapting your mindset to the possibilities as opposed to the problems.
And very, very empowering as a way of being, right? Like that's a very empowering way to be. So it lifts you higher rather than sinks you lower.
100%. And you had talked about how you started your day, right? That is a wonderful way on beautiful days to walk outside, get hydrated. It's very soothing. It's almost, you know, spiritual in some ways. Mm-hmm. Starting your day is very fundamental too, right? How do you start your day? Do you set yourself up for success? Do you have goals you're going to achieve? Or do you wake up every morning going, oh crap, you know, it's all these different things that go back to mindset, community, and just all these things to help you build upon the foundation of where you want to go. Because what you'll find is when your stress levels go down, some catalysts to do that are being prepared, being adaptable, and understanding that things change, right? If you accept those, that helps reduce your stress load massively.
And I would absolutely agree, when we're thinking staying youthful, when we're thinking being awesome dog trainers, when we're thinking about staying youthful for our dogs and our dog family, for me, this is all related into exactly how we think. And I'm going to give an example here. My dad, brilliant man, but he gets really, really hung up on something that might have happened or something that might not have gone to plan, and he really holds it, and he holds it a long time. So for example, a good few years ago now, we had a few struggles with basically the dog training center and the neighbors, and it wasn't easy. And yet for me, if I see them, I can genuinely wave and be like, hi, fine, carry on. Like I don't hold it. And whilst I don't really get a bad feeling, if that makes sense. I can wave and I can smile, I can say hello. I don't like hold it. I don't have it as a, it doesn't make my stomach feel weird, or it doesn't really fuss me. I'm like, no, like we've gone past that. It's done. Like, leave it alone. My dad, I know though, he will hold stuff, and it'll make him like angsty or upset or disappointed or humiliated or angry, like any of those things it might be. And he's got much more like hold in him. And I really believe that has a huge impact on health. So I really do massively believe that has a big impact on health. And obviously when you're a dog owner and when you love your dog and you love your dog family or whatever you're doing, that's going to have an impact on them too. Because if you're not here healthy, then neither are they really. Like their lives change, right?
100%. And I mean, it goes back to, you know, not only the goal setting piece of this, but then the community and everything else, holding that baggage is definitely going to age you and make you feel less youthful, right? That's just a gift.
Letting go of baggage.
100%. And one really great way to do that we haven't talked about yet is finding a release, right? Whether it's exercise, whether it's riding horses, whether it's getting out in a walk.
I wish it was exercise for me. Like I really wish like yes thing. I'll be honest, it's not my yes thing. I do it. You're really great, Justin, at inspiring me on bikes and getting on with that. However, mine, yeah, for sure, training the dogs. And this is something I don't know whether we should chat about it here or later, but for me, like mindfulness, lots of people ask me about meditation and mindfulness and how that goes for me. And for me, my dog training actually often is, I've realized my mindfulness. It's my moment of taking you into a space where you're doing something that you're kind of focused and you're zened and you're doing your thing. Like that for me is, or riding a horse and trotting down a country lane and just sort of listening to that. But that for me is like taking you to a great space, or just walking, to be honest, and just taking it all in, listening to the birds. Like those places for me are mindfulness. And when you initially start thinking about mindfulness or meditation or all those other things, it's kind of like, how do you sit and stay there hours and make yourself, like you said, it's little steps, right? And for me, a little step is actually acknowledging that for me right now, mindfulness is getting on a horse or training a dog.
I think exactly. That's the adaptation piece of this, right? You're adapting to that. You're understanding it. You're accepting it. You're not fighting it. And that's a big piece of this. Like for me, I've been meditating for, I'd say consistently about 4.5, maybe 5 years. It sucked when it started. Like I couldn't do it for more than 5 minutes because I get distracted. My brain, I'm sure you guys can tell, is all over the map and firing at a million cylinders, right? So it took me a long time to like get to like 20 minutes. It took me probably 1.5 years to get to there. And the most I do it now is maybe 1/2 hour, but typically in a day, I do 10 to 15 minutes of meditation every day just to reset and recalibrate. And the reason I do that is it helps me focus more and helps me give me that mind control from the standpoint of when I say I'm going to do a task, it gives me the ability to stay focused on that one task and not multitask. Because in today's world, we're always taught, you know, you've got to multitask. I still don't believe that. I find I'm more productive when I'm just diving in full bore, reserve the time and get that particular thing done than trying to do 10 things at once.
Nice.
And that's to me is a big, you know, when you start out, a lot of these things aren't easy. You know, like you talk about exercise, right? Very few people in my life, I mean, my wife's a great example of this. She has tried now for weeks to get up every day and run. So she'll get up at 5 and then I'll find her. She's working in the office. She's like, it's just too hot out, you know? And then she'll go run at noon and it's like 95 degrees here and she's pouring sweat. She's like, I hate running. I'm like, do you really hate running or just choose the poor time? And so, you know, be diligent about what you want to do and don't force yourself to fit into this box of fitness, right? Set goals and find what works for you, because in today's world, the best thing about fitness is there's literally a million things out there to do. You can do everything from yoga to Pilates to running to Peloton. I mean, there's a bazillion things. So there's no shortage.
Endless opportunity, and actually it doesn't have to be difficult. I think that's how it's changed for me, understanding and thinking it through a bit better, actually finding the cans, finding the what you can do, not finding what you can't.
100%. And laughing, right? I mean, to me, one of the things that is the pinnacle of what I think, if we were to put this all into like a closed box here and say, what is this secret sauce? It's laughing a lot too. I think having fun and letting go, because one thing that people forget is that everyone has baggage, right? Every single person on earth has something that they've tried to overcome and either failed or had a bad experience in. Everyone has baggage. And the more you just acknowledge that you can deal with that in your own way, but still laugh, it will free you and so many other things, because we're always critical of other people.
And being able to laugh at yourself, it is being able to laugh at yourself, isn't it? It's being able to like, yeah, that was silly. Or even, I just said that, or I just did that. Like you're just being able to laugh at yourself. I think the other one for me with like mindset and internals, and I think being able to forgive yourself and being able to be a bit kinder to yourself. Because I think for me personally, like we had great, I didn't tell you, we had someone here this week, like a photographer doing like a piece on a Devon Life, or I can't remember what it was. I can't remember if it's Devon Life or the Countryside Magazine or something like that. They were out here, and it's the funniest thing, because they were like, we want to come see dogs and we want the dogs to do some jumping and we're really excited to meet you. And can we take some photos? And I was like, oh no, I had it in my like diary that I was meeting you, but I had no idea what they were doing. So thank goodness I was ready to see them and I'd wash my hair and stuff, because it could have gone terribly badly. I mean, if they saw me when I was ready to just run around the yard and sort out the chickens and do all the normal day-to-day sort of tasks, it probably wouldn't have been ready to take any pictures. Like, it was cool. We did loads of pictures. We had loads and loads of fun. But they came in and they said, wow, like this place is incredible. We can't believe that you have a huge training center like this. We can't believe that you have all the experience you have with dogs and training dogs, and you have like trainers, 5 trainers working here with you, training dogs every single day. We can't believe you're open 7 days a week. That's insane. We can't believe you have 5 holiday cottages. This is crazy. We can't believe you've got 9 properties here. This is amazing. Like, they literally could not have been more positive about us and what we did. And it was weird because I sat back and I was like, yeah, we did that. Like, that's really cool. But it's so easy to get like involved in the hustle and bustle. And it's so easy to forget about all the things you did do and can do and have done and are doing. It's so easy to not appreciate where you are or even just take where you are for granted. And it's very easy to be hard on yourself about the things you haven't done or the things that are lacking or the fact that I'm like, oh, this is a mess and that's a mess and I should be doing this and I haven't done all these things and I've got loads to catch up on. And I think we just sometimes we don't give ourselves enough positive pats on the back. We don't celebrate enough and internally. And I also don't think that we are always kind to ourselves. And we're often a bit mean to ourselves, I think.
100%. I mean, I think kind of my final point today on this one is being grateful too. I think it's a nice tie into what you're saying there. And from the standpoint of
absolutely
being grateful helps with all that. And like, you had a great experience with this, you know, where you're so caught up in everything. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, I should be grateful for all of this. This is cool what I've done, right? And enjoy those moments and know that it took a lot of struggle and it wasn't, you woke up one day and everything was there. It took years and building, and but you've done it and you continue to keep evolving and doing other things. And that's the really cool part about this. And being grateful for that is significant.
So yeah, for sure. Gratitude of all of this is the attitude. Gratitude, trading expectation for gratitude, I think is a really cool, and an appreciation is a really cool thing. Cool.
Go ahead. What?
We could talk, I think, all day on that alone. Don't you think?
There's our next subject. Yeah, that's the whole thing with this. Because I'm unfortunately, you know, we're getting up against our time here, so we got to cut it short. But I got to tell you that, you know, we chalked a lot in here today, and I think we can still do a lot more.
Yeah, no, we could definitely do a lot more. No, I was just thinking we've got more time. We've got more time. I was just thinking we've obviously done we've done the internal. What about the other bits, Justin? What about the other bits? Because we've kind of tackled the internal.
Okay, so I would say like exercise. Go back to that for a second here, because one of the things is building that community around you. Because one thing with exercise is, whether you do it virtually or you do it in person, you're starting to build those networks around you to help support you there. Because what one thing you'll find is, I've personally never experienced this. Like, you go in a workout place and they say, why the hell are you here? They're always like, hey, thanks for showing up today. We're glad to see you. You know, it's a very different mindset, and it sets you up for success significantly. And that, again, it's building that community and helping yourself, and it will help motivate you, because if you want to go there, it's huge.
I also think, Justin, we don't have to set it up to be difficult, right? Like, one of the things I say to a lot of our dog owners and dog trainers and all of the people that we surround ourselves with here is, how about just taking more steps? How about just getting more active? How about just finding yourself parking your car in a different space so that you actually have to walk a bit more? How about putting a fit step thing on and working out that you're always going to do 10,000, even if that means you do your meeting walking around the office? How about you actually go for a walk at lunchtime with your friend, or you walk to work, or you walk home from work, or you get on the bike to work, or you you take a walk to a tube rather than or a train or a bus rather than getting a taxi or take the car? Like, what are the things you can do that would be easily replaceable in your day and would also serve you better? Because there are lots of things we can do that serve us better. We would suggest, obviously, all of the students in the training academy and Sexy and a Squirrel, we would suggest all of them actually played at least one game a day. Because when you play a game, I was just literally training one of my dogs before I came in and we hopped on here, and I was training her in the paddock. And that gives me extra steps. It gives me extra steps. I've been running around the paddock. I feel good. I mean, slightly hot and sweaty sometimes when you've been training them, but you feel good. You feel better. You've been moving. You've been active. You've been out in nature. How can it not be good?
I totally agree. And so when you think about games, that was actually going to be kind of my next point here is, so games don't just have to be the physical kind where you're out playing with dogs, that kind of stuff. Playing an actual board game or going online is fantastic for that, because it gives you a different a release and an engagement on a different level, right? And it's fun. I think that we often forget how fun games are. Like, we went bowling 2 weeks ago and I hadn't been bowling in forever. That was so much fun. It's such a stupid sport if you think about it. You just throwing a ball to knock down 10 pins, right?
The funniest sport, like the funniest sport.
It is. It's so much fun to play, and you get the camaraderie with everybody, and you're trying to beat it. It's fantastic.
We took some time out. I think I spoke to you about it at the time. We took some time out and went to Ireland for a few days, and it was insane. We went bowling. We went to the cinema. We literally had movie nights. We played like VR games. Like, we literally were. What else? We went ice skating. Like, ice skating is like you're a kid all over again. Like, you are a kid. Really, really fun. And so I suppose all of these things help us to stay youthful. And acting like you're 10 sometimes is kind of fun, right?
Well, not only acting like you're 10, but surrounding yourself with younger people around you helps you stay youthful, right? There was this great study, I think, by Harvard years and years ago, where they invited a bunch of older people in their 65 plus age group, and they put them on a college campus, and they built their dorm there. And they mentally aged backwards. Like, they saved like 10 years off their mental age because they were surrounded by all these, you know, cool things. And so I think I'm a huge believer. That's why I think people with kids, although we live a crazy, weird life, it does keep you younger. Yeah.
I like that. I really, really, really like that. And I so agree. Like, you play like you're 10 and hang out with the cool kids, right? Like, literally, or just the kids. I think it does keep you young. And some of the stories, I don't think we can share all of them, but some of the stories that you've had and I've had with the little ones, just literally keeping it real.
It's fun because, like, last night, here's a great example. So my son was in the playoffs for his soccer team, and they ended up winning. And watching them play was so much fun because they're 6 years old and they're on the field and they're doing nothing but having fun, right? Like, they miss a goal. They're not beating themselves up. They're just having fun. That was so inspiring to me, because if I miss a goal at my age, I'm like, why did I miss it? You know, and I'm so mad and I'm trying to figure out, like, I could have done this differently, you know, as opposed to just enjoying the game for being part of the game.
No, I love it. I really love it. So I've got one last tip. You may have a couple of last tips as well, Justin. So I'm not going to cut you off on that. But my last tip would be always have a dog and always play games with your dog. Because for me, my dogs keep me really young because they force a few things. They force me to get out. They remind me that every day is a good day to have fun. They remind me that there's always an opportunity. So they're opportunists at every moment. They're super present and they're always, I would say, genuine and real with how it is, so that they're present all the time. And they remind me how to stay present. They live for the moment and they're not thinking about tomorrow or yesterday. They are, here we are, let's have fun. Let's get, let's do this. Like, let's enjoy this. And I love that about them. I really enjoy that about them. And so I suppose to all of our listeners out there, I want to say, have a dog, enjoy a dog, get another dog. If you want two dogs, have two dogs. Like, enjoy life with your dogs, play games, and most of all, celebrate what you do have with your dog and not what they're not and not what they're lacking. It's very easy to look at what you're lacking. I've got Brave. She's obviously got quite a few disabilities now. And for me, I try not to look at what she hasn't got, and I try and look at what she has got. And some days that can be taxing, and some days you're stretched to find them and challenged to find them. But you know what? You work on the attitude of gratitude with that, and you work on the attitude of dogs do the best they can every day. There's a lot of fun to be had with dogs. So staying youthful, my top tip, have a dog. Have a dog.
That's a great one. I could not agree more, because dogs are, I mean, every time you come home, that wagging tail, the excitement, that alone puts you in a great space. So I'll end on the tip and say that, in addition to everything we've talked about today, because we've covered a ton, I'm sure those are taking notes, your hand, you got a little carpal tunnel going, you're sore out there. We'll stretch it out for a second here, because here's your last tip. And that would be to ask yourself, is it really true? What's the truth? So, like, when you start ruminating and start thinking in your mind about things that have stressed you out, a lot of the times I find myself going down this journey of things that probably will never happen, or, you know, et cetera. Like, for instance, like, you know, I missed a client. I lost a deal, and I'll ruminate on that, as opposed to what's the truth of this? What's the true story? What really happened here? And I get a different answer. And so when you're starting to feel stressed and you start ruminating and stay youthful in general, is to ask a better question to get a different answer. And I always,
you wind yourself up, right? Don't you? You wind yourself up. So you can take yourself, when you say ruminating, you can take yourself down a story, and you can build that story. You can give that story like chandeliers and like super like interesting things.
Cobwebs.
hang on a second, like slow down, like literally it may not have gone in that direction, or the cobwebs and the dark tunnels in the other direction. Like, hang on, like you're completely right. And actually, is it true? Is it kind? Is it necessary? Is this direction we should be going? Like, actually, and often asking this of ourselves, like, is this true? And could it be true that there's an alternative? And I think that's a really great thing to ask. And I've had that even within my own teams. I've asked the question sometimes when they've run a story, and I've said, do you think there could be an alternative? Like, or is that really true? And then they are not quite. And it's, this is like, in the past 5 years, I've had those experiences a couple of times. And I think it's a very, very, very normal thing for human beings to do.
100%. And I think I had a ton of fun today, Lauren. I can't thank you enough. I love this subject, and I had a blast. Thank you.
And that was this episode of the Sex in a Squirrel podcast, the podcast that gives you real life results. Thank you so much to Justin for joining us. And I cannot wait to see how youthful each and every Sex in a Squirrel listener is feeling. Tell us all about it, guys. You can email us at the Ask team. That's ask@absolute-dogs.com. You can post it in your groups. You can tell us on the Training Academy. You can tell us on your Pro Dog Trainer. Most of all, remember, guys, stay sexy.
Stop right there, Game Changer. We have something very exciting to tell you about if you struggle with stressful walks right now.
So pulling your dog, yanking your arm out of its socket, just basically it's painful, right?
Now, it's a struggle that you want to transform. You want to go from pulling on lead like a train to loose leash walking prince or princess, and we've got a solution for you.
It is just £27. It's a mini course that literally is going to be your zero to hero of loose leash walking.
Day by day, we're going to be showing you the games and skills and strategies that you are going to need to implement to transform your dog's leash behaviour in the next 2 weeks.
This is a complete package. You get to keep it for life. Yes, for life. And it's just £27 to you.
Access it anywhere. Keep it for life. No equipment required. And all you've got to do is go to absolutedogs.me/stop-pulling. And yes, it is just £27, Game Changers.